Track 12, Sowing Some Botanical Magic. Simon Gatches shares his plans for breathing new life into historic summer Leighton Hall gardens and making them amongst the best in East Anglia.
What's going on at Summer Leighton Hall? Many of us will recall a visit to one of England's finest stately homes on a family day out. We marvelled at majestic trees and stared fearfully at stuffed polar bears in the entrance hall before getting hopelessly lost in the famous yew maze. Years later, it was vast borders of perennials and the sheer spectacle of this extravagant Victorian mansion with its ornate statuary that had us smitten. Tea in the orangery was literally the icing on the cake. What happened to all that? Well, thankfully, nothing stays exactly the same. How could it? Hugh Crossley, son of 3rd Baron Savile Crossley, is the current Lord Summer Leighton. He and his wife, Lara, have 3 young children, reason in itself to focus on what they call restoring equilibrium and giving back to nature on the whole estate, Fritton Lake included. The magnificent house and garden has its beginnings way back in the 17th century, and Lord Summer Leighton has embarked on a garden restoration program with celebrated designers such as George Carter and Tsar Tolmash that fully recognizes and represents past glories, as well as fulfilling the family's own aspirations on biodiversity. Enter Simon Gatches, Head of Gardens at Summer Leighton since 2019 and formerly Head Gardener at the Bishop's Palace in Norwich, where his 25-year record so impressed Lord and Lady Summer Leighton that they have entrusted him with the task of bringing the gardens back to being among the top 5 to visit in East Anglia. That was my goal in brief, so not only is it an historic garden where you have the heritage and the amazing buildings and glass houses, but also make it botanically interesting, bringing in more trees, more shrubs, more flowers. Well, where to start in a vast 12-acre garden? That might be the first and most obvious question, but Simon and his team have already made impressive headway, notably in the rose garden, kitchen garden, and an exciting new jungle garden with a children's play area. So let's start at the entrance, where you can pick up a map, because you'll need one in this, the grandest estate in East Suffolk. Let's imagine you're keen to plunge straight in, for the moment passing the entrance to the jungle garden and play area. An immediate sensation is the famous herbaceous border, replanted by Tsar Tolmash in 2013 to mark the 150th anniversary of the Crossleys at Summer Leighton. You could be forgiven for not realising this mass of colourful perennials is actually part of an historic walled garden, but that is changing thanks to Simon's part in the reimagining with new borders and pathways. To the left, there's a splendid border of healthy exotics with different forms of Tetrapanax papyrifa, the rice paper plant, a giant miscanthus, and the handsome evergreen Euphorbia pastori, John Phillips. To the right, and there's more exotics and a dedicated hosta border. We have 200 types now, says Simon. And there are tree ferns to come. Opposite is a sunny area destined for peonies, delphiniums, hyacinths and lilies. Simon is relaxed about mixing shapes and colours. I don't tend to go in for any colour spectrum. I just bung any colour in and I think that works. Why follow a book? Just plant what you like. And onwards, we're heading to the kitchen garden, past the exceptional Joseph Paxton glasshouses, including the peach cases that long-time visitors to the garden will recall. Still within the walled garden, we're entering the kitchen and cutting garden, once closed to the public, now, thank goodness, open to all, which means it has to look good, as well as providing healthy produce and cut flowers for the hall, the shop, and Fritton Lake. We've added a new central bed and herb garden with a fruit cage on the way soon. All the turf we lifted from the shrub borders we used to create island beds for cut flowers, over 60 on either side, says Simon. And yes, it's certainly looking good, with beds of dazzling alstroemeria, having followed spring tulips, and flamboyant dahlias to enjoy later in the season. Meanwhile, there's plenty of cutting and snipping to be done, contributing to an astounding 7 miles of lawn edging in the entire whole garden. The garden is a successful mix of formality with areas of rewilding, echoing Hugh Crossley's Wild East Back to Nature ambitions for the whole estate. We're aiming for 20% of the garden being left to nature, Simon explains. The lawns are not cut when the clover is out, which the bees love, and we've got 3 large areas in the arboretum, which we manage by cutting footpaths through. He also mentions the 200,000 bulbs planted so far, so look out for a sensational spring show. It's all a wonderful contrast to the formal areas outside the walled garden, including the famous yew hedge, involving 3 weeks of cutting in late summer, and the parterre of the west facade of the hall by renowned Victorian landscaper William Nesfield. You can still stroll through the wrought-iron pergola with wisteria up to 150 years old and admire the sunken white garden for weddings, a theme chosen by Lady Summerleighton. Naturally, she also had a hand in My Lady's Garden, restored in 2019 and now resplendent with pink and white roses wafting out the heady perfume to the delight of visitors. We did 2 years of planting these beds, Simon explains. The ones with the obelisks adding this spring are Ballerina and the Fairy. There are over 1,000 roses here now, and there's not space here to describe all the spectacular features of this garden, not least the magnificent mature trees in the arboretum, county champions among them. But you may be wondering how Simon came to take on a project that some might regard as daunting, if not formidable. It was his father, a consultant surgeon, who passed on his love of gardening to his son. Simon would help out at weekends for pocket money. Gaining an HND in hotel management, he dropped out of his chosen career when it didn't match up to what he'd learned. This eventually led to a 1-year intensive horticultural course at Eton College near Norwich. That's when the job of head gardener at the Bishop's Garden came up, a post that he held for the next 25 years to much acclaim for his transformative planting and helping to raise £300,000 for charity. Bishop Graham, the current bishop's predecessor, married Hugh Crossley and Lara, now Lady Summerleighton, in 2010 when they visited the Bishop's Garden that same year. Simon introduced himself, and that eventually led to him starting work at Summerleighton part-time for a year while he completed work he'd begun at the Bishop's Garden. In 2019, he became full-time head of gardens at Summerleighton just 6 months before COVID lockdown. We had only 1.5 volunteers during 2 years of lockdown and no income, so it was an uphill battle, says Simon. It meant a 5-year plan may be extended to 7, as it can take 3 to 5 years for new plants to bed in, grow and mature. Now Simon has a team of 3 paid staff, Jonathan, Joe and Sam, all there before him, and 12 volunteers of whom he is rightly proud. Each person takes ownership of what they do, giving them more satisfaction. We can't leave this remarkable garden without a visit to Simon's jungle garden and play area. But where is it exactly? Children especially might note that it's just after the entrance to the garden on your right, but you would hardly know it's there, which is the whole idea. Stepping in, you're immediately struck by the exotic planting and bold stands of bamboo, Do they run? Yes, we keep an eye out, but it's a jungle after all, says Simon. Here's more Tetrapanax papyrifer and Miscanthus luteriori parius, which can grow 6 metres in height. And we have bananas and about 30 different gingers. As the gingers come into flower, everything becomes much larger in here, he says. And here's the giant hosta, Empress Wu. We'll add more clump-forming bamboos and a couple more palms, so we've got that structure, and then more banana, more foliage plants, so you will be basically walking under banana leaves to create more of an enclosure. Exciting. Find your way through the jungle and you then reach the play area, with swings and a large sandpit and a climbing structure to come. It's a bit of magic that adults and children enjoy. The next large-scale project is by the aviary to create a woodland walk, a winter garden walk, and a new pond development with ferns. The thing that makes this place so nice is that it's still in private ownership, says Simon. You haven't got that corporate feel. Through the greenhouse cafe, there's a plant sales area for those keen to take home a memento. We've set up a plant nursery and this is set to become a promising enterprise, says Simon. Our main philosophy on the plant sales is that everything you see is what's growing in the garden. Summer Leighton Hall is surely already one of the best places to visit in East Anglia.